All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined once again with Ismael Perez. Man, Ismael, it's been a little bit, man. You come on occasionally, but you always bring the heat when you come on. Always facts, facts, facts. I love, honestly, everything that you speak about, everything you talk about. It gives a different perspective, a different lens on what's going on. I have a big Christian-based audience, so I kind of feel like I don't like to leave any stone unturned. I like to at least bring a bigger scope, bring a bigger lens and everything, like the complexities within the Bible. And I think you do a good job of that. Ismael Perez is the author of The Secret Government, Invisible Architects, and the author of Our Cosmic Origins. Great reads. I would advise everyone to at least get one copy of each book. Ismael, thank you for joining me.
Nino, it's always a grand pleasure to be here, my friend. Thank you for having me here.
You got it. So, folks, get your noble gold. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? Because I think everybody is right now. With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold. We all know that, gold and silver. For centuries, gold has been the hedge against market volatility. Did I say that right, Ismael? Is it volatility? Volatility. That's what it
volatility,
is. Volatility. I had a harder time with it. And economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let the election and uncertainty keep you up at night, because we know something's coming. Something big is coming. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10. I can't believe that's 10. 10 one-ounce silver coins, Trump coins, or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open up a qualified account today. So go to NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com, and get started, folks. It's worth it. Believe me, I'm doing it. I'm preparing. No matter how much money you got, you know, it's time to put it somewhere where it counts, and I think we're going to be I've heard from everyone, Ismael, that it's coming this year. It's going to be hitting this year, probably before the election. Right now, Japan is just getting hit hard, and that's going to hit here. I mean, we already can see it. The Dow was down 500 points. This is getting realer by the day.
Oh, it most definitely is, my friend. You know, there is a huge global military that they call it the Alliance, you know, that is going to be initiated really, really soon. And from what I've gathered is that they've been, you know, planning this for thousands of years. You know, we could actually trace the history of the White Hats all the way to the biblical people of God in the Bible, in the Old Testament. You know, we see it there. We see a battle that's been going on between the people of God, which are the real Israelites, not the fake Jews of today. And I do want to start off by making a distinction between the I don't want to say it on here, but people know what I mean, right?
Say it the way you say it. You said it cleverly when we were talking.
Zionist?
Yeah, well, I think you called them the Zionists or something. I don't know.
Zionist, yeah.
People know, well, though, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the fake Jews. Actually, the so-called people of Israel today are not even the people in that region. They are the people here in America, and they've actually dispersed throughout the planet, because they've always been persecuted throughout history, and we see this, you know. Basically, there is a distinction between the original people of God, the descendants of Abraham, Jacob, the 12 tribes, King David, and Solomon, and the so-called, you know, Zionists today, which are connected to the, you know, the evil people that rule this world. So they are trying to pose as God's chosen people.
But they're the blood of Cain, correct?
Yeah, they are the blood of Cain, the blood of Nimrod. You know, they are what I call in my book, The Secret Government, Invisible Architects, the Luciferian lineage. They are connected to, you know, what we call Satan and the fallen angels. In fact, one of the reasons why they do what they do and their urge for world domination, exploitation, and all the evil shenanigans is because it is in their DNA. You know, it's been programmed into them as the children of the fallen angels. So I noticed that you had one of your guests that he was talking about the descendants, right? He was talking about the descendants of the fallen angels. Well, that's what the Kabbalah is, and it's all in plain sight. And they were only given temporary control of the planet, and that's why throughout history they have tried endlessly to create some form of fascist totalitarian system, and it's always failed because of the people of God. See, what people fail to understand is that the Wyatts are not a current organization. It did not start with JFK. It did not start with Eisenhower. It actually goes all the way back to Shem. You know, Shem was the son of Noah. I'm going to give you guys the real history here, suppressed history. So after the flood, and by the way, the flood was justified. You know, there were too many Nephilim roaming the earth during those days. There was too many
And
hybrids.
they were cannibalizing, or they were eating humans, correct?
Absolutely. You know, back then there was a unfortunately a huge population of Nephilim and people that had a high concentration of what I called reptilian genetics,
Okay.
which is traceable to Lucifer, right? Those are exactly what the Bible calls demonic entities. And so there needed to be a reset, and that explains why the biblical God, who, by the way, was mistranslated as a jealous God, as a tribal God, as a warring God, that was all inserted by the descendants of Nimrod and Cain, which are the Cabal families today. The truth of the matter is that everything that we read about in the Old
So they
Testament was,
modified the Bible.
they modified it, yeah, in order to make
Really?
Yahweh look bad, when in essence Yahweh was the true God of Israel, and he still is, you know. And it so the whole point is this, is that according to everything that I've studied, and this is what I talk about in my book, for those that haven't gotten it, I mean, that book is just, it brings the Bible to light, my friend. Let's start with the flood. The flood was justified, all right? If it wasn't for what happened when the flood occurred, we wouldn't be here right now. This whole world would have been inhabited by, races that were not
Nephilim, the Nephilim.
Nephilim, reptilians, and all kinds of stuff like that. So that needed to happen in order to give us a start. And so going back to Shem, let me just go back to Shem. Okay, so Shem was the righteous one. Through the lineage of Shem, which was one of three sons of Noah, Noah had Shem, Japheth, and Ham. Ham is the one who went wayward. He was the one who struck a deal with demonic forces. The name of the demonic entity that used him was known as Belial Baal. So that is the god of the
That's
Cabal
his
family.
son of Noah, Ham.
Yeah, Ham. Ham went
And
wayward.
he was ousted out, correct? And
Yes, he was
he
ousted
went to go
out.
live in Cain.
Yeah, he joined the Canaanites, who again were an abomination. See, the Canaanites were the enemies. Actually, they were the original Cabal families. They come from Babylon. So it is justified as to why the Israelites were not allowed to mate with the Canaanites and all these other knights, whatever you want to call them, because they needed to preserve the pure bloodline that led to Jesus and Mary and so on and so forth, and the bloodline of King David. They were trying to corrupt that bloodline for thousands of years. And so everything was justified, my friend. You know, they had to preserve their lineage by not admixing. Of course, the metaphor in the Bible is used as they were tainted with blemishes. But in actuality is that they had a high concentration of, reptilian genetics. So that's why they couldn't mix
The
with
Canaanites.
humans. The Canaanites, yeah, they suffered from a high concentration of reptilian genetics. And that explains why the people of God were prohibited to mix with them. So Shem was pretty much the progenitor of Abraham. You know, through the lineage of Shem, we had Terah. I think Terah was his grandson. Terah was the father of Abraham, all right? And this is the real bloodline of that led to King David, which is pretty much what we call today the Wyatts. And there is evidence that people like Lincoln, our founding fathers, the Kennedys, Princess Diana, including, 45, soon to be 47, that they're all genetically related, and that explains why they are the good guys, because it is a war of the bloodlines.
Now,
And
what's
we
with the number of 144,000 that I keep hearing of is it angels or that are here, watchers or what's with the number 144,000 angels here on this earth? They're not the fallen ones, right? Is it 144,000 fallen ones or angels that are here?
No, those are the good guys. Yeah, when we read about in the Bible about the 144,000 chosen ones that would be coming at the end of time, which is now, to aid God in the war against evil. Those are incarnated angels, you could say. Believe it or not, some people might find this as heresy, but there are a lot of people on this planet that actually incarnated to fight this war here in the 3D, in the physical realm, from the spiritual realm. And that's what the concept of the
Though a
144,000.
lot of my audience would say, "Oh man, this is new age stuff."
Yeah.
What do you have to say to that? Like people that are saying that right now, because I do have a big Christian audience, and they're not going to understand this perspective,
You have to
or they'll look at
understand.
it as blasphemy. What do you have
Right.
to say to that?
Well, you have to go beyond the metaphors. It does talk about the coming of the 144,000, which is the army of Christ, which is the army of the Most High, that would be coming at the end of time to usher in the millennium, to usher him, to help the Christ eliminate his enemies, which is Babylon. Again, the descendants of Nimrod and the descendants of Cain, those are what we considered Babylon. So basically, going back to the story, my friend, Terah had Abraham. Okay, Abraham was a whitehead. And so Abraham was entrusted in.
This is a new term, white hat. I mean, this is
Right.
our term now. So, the good guys, right? That's how you would say
This is
a
called
good
good
guy,
people.
a lineage of Jesus, a lineage of from God.
The lineage of David, exactly.
Okay, lineage of David. All right, good.
Yeah, so the lineage, okay, so basically Abraham was entrusted with many projects, many tasks. That whole incident with Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, we read about how it was all about homosexuality and how they were, living in sin and all that stuff. But we have to go beyond the metaphors. The truth of the matter is that Sodom and Gomorrah was heavily inhabited by the descendants of Cain and Nimrod. And so they needed to be destroyed because there was that war of bloodlines. So Abraham was entrusted to pretty much plant the bombs in Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's why his nephew Lot was warned by the angels to go and not look back. So the whole point is that Sodom and Gomorrah needed to be destroyed. And some people might find this to be taboo, but there was also some active stargates in that region that Belial-Baal was using Nimrod to bring in more demonic forces, aka reptilians. Now, if people don't believe that reptilians have been the overlords of the cabal families, there is a lot of evidence that our own military were fighting, these reptilians in these underground bases. And people just have to come to terms that these reptilians are the biblical fallen angels. They are the demonic forces. And so basically, Abraham was entrusted to destroy that region. In order for God's people not to be threatened anymore by being contaminated by reptilian genetics. And that explains why Yahweh always preserved their lineage by making sure that they did not mix with any other clans or tribes that were not part of the original Israelites. So basically, Abraham was pretty much a huge proponent and the reason why we're still here and why the human race is still here, well and alive. And then moving beyond Abraham, Moses. We also know that Moses was another man of God and he was used by the Most High. All right. So basically, in Egypt, what was happening is that Egypt was infiltrated by the descendants of Nimrod. Again, they usurped the power through Ramses. And then Ramses was the tyrant in those days. Again, trying to enact what, the cabal families are doing today, world domination under a different name. And it was Moses who led an army known as the tribe of Ansham and Antimi, and these were the earlier Israelites that existed outside of Egypt. And yes, it is true that the Israelites in Egypt were enslaved. And so what Moses did when he was exiled is he raised an army of freedom fighters, again, the white hats at a different period of time, or let's just call them the people of God, to
Yeah.
ransack the Egyptian empire in order to free the people of God, all right? That were enslaved during those days. And then, if we take it even further after Moses, we also had the kingdom of King David. Well, it is well recorded that King David was the most righteous monarch on planet Earth. And then, later, through his son Solomon, who, by the way, was tasked with gathering all the treasures and all the golds that we now are seeing as the RV. So this RV program, Gesera Nisera, which is very real. I had an opportunity to have a discussion, and he is broadcasting through his own website now, and he
Is
confirmed.
he not on YouTube anymore?
No, he's not on you. They took him down.
Okay, so be careful with that name.
All right. Yeah. Okay. For sure. So the whole point is that he verified a lot of the stuff that I talk about in my book, The Secret Government. And he did say that the reason we have these RVs today, which is a large amount of gold and treasures, is because of the task that was left with Solomon 4,000 years ago. So Solomon was another white hat, obviously. And if it wasn't for what Solomon did, and because he was accumulating all these treasures, right? Because the whole point is that the children of Nimrod, or the descendants, the Cabal families, were trying to do the same. And that's why Solomon was a key figure in retaking back all those treasures. All right. Otherwise, the Vatican would have had it all. And that explains why the Vatican was storing all the treasures in later times, because it was a battle of seeing who gets the gold and the treasures, because at the end of the cycle, or at the end of what they call the end of time, which is now,
Where we're at right now.
where we're at right now, depending, that would determine who would have most of the treasures. And that explains why the White Hats have the treasures now,
Or
because
who
of what
takes us into
Solomon
the
did.
new cycle, correct?
Correct. Which will and it eventually lead us into the millennium. We are living in biblical times. So Solomon was the person that was tasked with gathering most of the world treasures and gold. And those treasures and gold were actually safeguarded in different parts of the world. Most of them, however, were left deep in his temple mount. And that explains why the nine Frenchmen that later reorganized as the Knights Templars, who were, by the way, were the real Christians, not the Catholic Church. But I don't know if people have ever heard of the term Knights Templars, but
Yeah.
if you watch the Da Vinci Code and all that stuff, they were actually the real Christians. They were actually the enemies of the Roman Catholic Church, because the Roman Catholic Church was the reorganized Babylon. Was the
Gotcha.
reorganized Babylon.
Right.
So what ended up happening was they knew that a couple of thousand years into the future, that his descendants, which are the real descendants of King David, the real Christian, whatever you want to call them, the white knights, the people of God, later reorganized themselves to excavate the ruins of Solomon Temple so that they could inherit all of those treasures in gold. And before the Vatican got to them, of course, because if the Vatican would have gotten to them, guess what, my friend? We wouldn't be here right now. The cabal would have had it all. And it turns out that now we have over 75%, us as in the white hats today, which are the real descendants of the real Israelites, not the Rockefeller, not the, you know what I mean, the political.
Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the families.
Yeah, those are Edomites, Canaanites, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
So basically, all of those treasures were preserved throughout medieval times by the Knights Templars, who were the real Christians. Okay, it is well known, and there is so much evidence that the Catholic Church was not a Christian-based organization. There is a saying in the Bible that says, "You will know them by their fruits,"
Yeah.
right? Which means that if you look at the history of the Roman Catholic Church, I mean, they pretty much killed a lot of the saints. They killed a lot of the real Christians, right? We see this. Going back even to the Roman Empire, when they were being fed to the lions, the real Christians
The
were
Inquisition, the
yeah,
Spaniards that
Inquisition.
came here and destroyed and genocide all the Indians
Absolutely. But we see this all throughout history. Of course, our
in the
history,
name of Jesus. In
in the name of Jesus, of
the
course.
name, we're gonna kill your whole family in the name of Jesus.
Absolutely. And that's why, I've always believed the Catholic Church was satanic. From the beginning, it's really technically the reorganization of the Roman Empire. So it's something that happened.
And all roads lead to the Vatican, correct?
In fact, the true core of the modern day, you could say, agenda for world domination by these cabal families is initiated by the core of the Vatican, which is a secret military organization. I don't want to say it, but they call
Well, yeah,
themselves.
I know what you're saying, but which I find fascinating, though, that they have vaults with scriptures and history in these vaults that date back thousands upon thousands of years, hidden from humanity. I don't think anything that's held in secret is good for humanity. Number one, nothing should be held away from us. Anything done in secret is evil in nature to me. So, and also they have massive observatories and telescopes all over the planet, looking into space. For what? Take your best guess at that. So yeah, I know a lot about the
Well,
Catholic Church,
yeah, the Catholic Church has been in alignment with fallen angels,
but I'm
demonic
not
forces.
downing anybody here that's Catholic. I mean, I make the sign of the cross all the time.
Right.
I consider myself a Christian, but yeah, I mean, listen, I think anything that's structured and rigid and organized is got to question it in my mind. It just
Exactly.
no.
Right. So, going back to the story, so the reason why we do have the RVs today was because the descendants of King David, during the Dark Ages, were able to inherit all of those treasures and records, and that led to the eventual establishment of the Constitutional Republic of the United States. So most people think that the founding fathers laid down the blueprint for the Republic, and it's not true. The Republic was actually, the blueprint was written by Solomon, because Solomon knew. See, Solomon was the wisest man in the world, working for the Most High. He had access to the future. He had abilities that we would consider supernatural, but again, he was a, you know, he was working for the Most High, and so he laid down the blueprint for the Constitutional Republic, knowing that in later times his descendants would one day inherit that blueprint and guard it and preserve it. So the Knights Templars, the real Christians, right, were the ones that were actually securing that, right? Not only were they used to safeguard the old, Jerusalem area from the Turks and the invading Muslims, but they were more than that. They were playing the Vatican. The Vatican didn't know that they were the ones that were the Christians that they failed to failed to eliminate under a new name. So the Knights Templars played their cards very well. They infiltrated the Vatican, but of course we also know that later in time they were, eventually the Vatican found out that these were the guys that were trying to liberate Europe from the oligarchs that were controlled by the Vatican, and therefore they were persecuted. And when they were persecuted, my friend, they reorganized under different names. All right. They started the original Scottish Rites, Freemasonry. Okay. Nowadays, Freemasonry is corrupted. It was infiltrated by the Dark Brotherhood, which, again, descendants of Cain, but the original Masons, and there is evidence that our founding fathers were Masons, by the way,
Yeah.
were actually the ones that were tasked by the Knights Templars when they reorganized to eventually establish the Constitutional Republic of the United States government. Now, this is something that I'm going to throw out there. The original, okay, so the remnants of the Templars, when they were persecuted, not all of them died. In fact, again, the Templars, who were the White Knights in medieval times, were always step ahead of the Vatican. So they knew that the persecution was coming. They knew that the Inquisition was coming for them. So what they did is they camouflaged themselves as the pirates. X marks the spot. Why do you think the pirates were busy hiding the treasures and gold, sailing
Ah,
seas and oceans hundreds of years before Columbus?
interesting.
Yeah,
So they
those were
were
the
the
same.
original, the Knights of the Templar, you're saying, were the original pirates.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. I've never, yeah, that's, wow. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's a big nugget right there. That's good, man. Wow. Okay.
Thank
Glenn.
you.
Thank
So
you again.
all of those treasures that they were dispersing and, hiding on these different islands and different continents, were treasures that are now part of the RVs that are going to be redistributed to the good people of the earth.
Okay,
And
so you know what's funny about that is that there was a Mount Victoria's Peak here on New Mexico, right outside of Truth or Consequences. The government came in and confiscated trillions upon trillions of dollars of Spanish and Mayan gold that were hidden in this mountain. And this happened. They did an Unsolved Mysteries story about it. And I had a personal friend named Alex Alonzo that was actually one of the people on the expedition sites that were that were doing the stories and making a documentary about it. It's very fascinating. But a lot of this Spanish and gold was stored here in New Mexico. And there's, and then there, the story has it that it's scattered all over New Mexico, that a rancher found it first and started hiding gold bars and necklaces and things like that all throughout New Mexico. But the government finally came in, confiscated it all. I think it was under the Nixon presidency that it happened. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I mean, it's there's gold all over the Southwest.
There is. Yeah, and all that
Wow.
gold came from the Knights Templars, by the way. They were
Wow.
making sure that it didn't get into the hands of the Catholic Church, which has been the cabal for the last 1700 years, or the core of the cabal. And another thing that I wanted to share is that today, because of what the Knights Templars did in medieval times, and by the way, if it wasn't for the activities of the Knights Templars, we wouldn't be here. we wouldn't be here at all. And another thing I want to make mention is that the suppose barbaric tribes that ransacked Rome, the Roman Empire, to its zenith, they were actually the lost 10 tribes of Israel under different names. Yeah, they were the Vandals, they were the Ostrogoths, the Visigoths, they were the Celts. I mean, there's just so many names, and these were the lost 10 tribes. And the only reason they hid themselves during those days is because, again, there was always an attempt to eliminate the descendants of Jacob Israel, who, by the way, are us, people in America, you know, not the people in Israel today. All right. We are the descendants of Jacob Israel. And some people might find this co controversial, you know, but there is a reason why we are fighting for freedom. There is a reason why we want the truth to come out, because it is in our blood, my friend. It is in our blood. And so the lost 10 tribes of Israel, it is prophesied that they would be revealed at the end of time, and that Israel, the children of, again, the lineage of Abraham, would once again inherit the earth as they eliminate the descendants of Cain and Nimrod. And that's what's going to be happening right now when 45 comes into office.
So it's fulfilling prophecy.
It's fulfilling prophecy, exactly.
So how does this relate to the Galactic Federation, aliens? We know they're going to be playing the alien card. How does this relate to that? Because I know that your perspective is that this goes galactic. This is a cosmic war. So can you explain to my audience how this relates to your belief system in which we're all star seeds, correct?
Yeah, the children, the people of God, believe it or not, we descend from the angelics. We are descendants of angels. All right. So yeah, in that regard, we are, you could say, interdimensional beings, right? Rarely using a small portion of our full capacity. And it is evident that we're only using 6% of our full genetic material. So what do you think all that untapped potential is? That's where our true divinity and our true divine abilities reside in. And I know some people might find this to be taboo, but what we're dealing with here is interdimensional warfare. This is a multidimensional warfare. You know, the Bible calls it spiritual warfare. So the truth of the matter is that the demons in the Bible, and I talked about this before, and I'll explain it again. Those are the reptilians that at one point wanted to take over the entire universe, right? Lucifer wanted to create an empire throughout the universe. The forces of Michael, which are the Lyrans, the Pleiadians, you know, the good, what we would consider today the benevolent angelic ET races, are the children of Michael. And we are the masterpiece. That's why when all of the angels or all the positive ETs were told to bow down to us as God's ultimate masterpiece, well, guess who didn't bow down to us? Lucifer. Lucifer rebelled against
But
that.
Lucifer, he's reptilian, you're saying he's a reptile.
He was the father of all the reptilian races, yeah.
So if he was supposed to be the most beautiful angel, the angel of light, how the hell is he a reptile?
Well, what happened was
Besides,
when.
because a reptile to
Go
me
ahead.
would be pretty disgusting to
Pretty
look at,
gross,
pretty
exactly.
despicable, you know. So how is he a reptile if, and if he got cast down from heaven, are you talking about heaven as a, I know there's layers to the heavens, correct? Are you talking about he got trapped here on Earth from the rest of the universe. He got withheld from the rest of the universe. Is that what you're saying? Like he got cast down from what the from space? Well,
No, it's
what
not
I'm trying to
from
understand
space.
this. No,
Right, from the
but
higher dimensions, from the
okay, other
heavenly.
dimensions. But okay, so he got cast down from other dimensions onto this planet. He cannot leave this planet, correct?
Correct. He was
But he
bounded
still
by
could go
Michael
through
and Lucifer.
interdimensional. I mean, but he's still interdimensional. How does that work?
Well, you know, right now, from what I understand, is that Lucifer is not a factor anymore. It's his descendants that we're still dealing with, and that
But
explains
I
why he's.
understand. But if he got cast down from heaven and he's here now on Earth, is he just trapped on this planet? Is he just trapped on Earth? Is he able to still go interdimensionally? How is he so
No,
elusive? I don't understand that.
his power was taken away. Okay, so before he rebelled against God, he was a beautiful angel. All right, you know, there is evidence of that. We read this in every account. When he rebelled against God, against the light, against righteousness, his body was transformed and he became the red dragon. He became the actual red dragon that we read about in the book Revelation.
So like punishment.
For going against God. Yeah, his body went through a metamorphosis. So he went from looking beautiful to looking like a beast. And he is the one who led the rebellion. So all of those angels, which is one third, right, that led, that followed him, also were transformed into reptilians. And this is where the mnemonic factor comes into
So the
place. That's
reptilians are not necessarily from another planet, and they're coding, and then now they've taken over Earth, and they're living in a honeycombed, carved out underground bases. And so you're saying that's not true. They are actually they're actually fallen demonic angel, demonic forces on this Earth. They're not from another planet, is what you're saying.
Well, yes and no. When they were cast down from the 12th dimension, because that's where we all originated from. See, we as spirit beings have been descending and migrating through the different layers and dimensions. And there is scientific evidence that our universe has 12 dimensions, right? Just study quantum mechanics, super string theory, and all that. So Lucifer was cast down from the 12th dimension when Michael, eliminated him from the heavenly realms. And he was cast down into the sixth dimension in Orion, where he took stronghold on a planet called Allen, which is part of the Draco star system, by the way. And from that planet, he led a rebellion and he led an expedition to conquer the entire universe. And so the children of Michael, which are the Lyrans, the original humans that come from the higher dimensions, which we descend from, by the way, had to create a galactic federation in order to combat the expansion of the draconian Luciferian reptilian empire.
So why won't they put this type of stuff in the Bible? I don't, is it in the Book of Enoch? I never read the Book of Enoch, but is it in, why not these specifications and details that you're elaborating on right now? Why wouldn't they just simply put that in the Bible? Or is it in lost
There was.
pages or books in the Vatican? I mean, what's the deal here? Why aren't we told this?
Because a lot of this information that was revealed by the true prophets of God, Elijah, Ezekiel, which were all part of the White Brotherhood, nothing to do with skin color, but the forces of light here on the earth, held these records in many of these manuscripts, and those are the manuscripts, over 700 of them, that were left out of the Bible. And the Book of Enoch was one of them. Some of them they call it the Apocrypha, but that's where this information lies, So what they did is the editors of the Bible through the Council of Nicaea, which was controlled by the descendants of Nimrod and Cain, rewrote everything and condensed everything to one planet, one realm. They didn't want us to know that there were other races out there, that there were many worlds, that we were dealing with many different civilizations.
So
And so
you're not on board with the flat Earth. You're not on board with the firmament. Do you think there is a firmament?
Based on the evidence that I've uncovered, my friend, no,
Okay.
there is no firmament. Not the way we think where it's solid. There is some sort of a moist, a field that protects, a layer that protects the Earth from harmful radiations. But as far as like something solid in which we can't go into space, it's no, because the whole concept, the whole flat Earth theory was a CIA psyops. I'm sorry to say
I've heard that
that.
too. No,
Yeah,
I've
it was
heard that
CIA.
too. I've heard that too. What about the firmament and what about NASA? You don't think that's a psyop?
SNES is also a psyop. Yeah,
Okay.
what
Well,
they're
we
really
agree with
doing.
that. All right. So I'm on board to say that, you know, the flat Earth could be, but also NASA could be as well. And we have to
Well,
say, you know, could be, folks. This is FluffTube.
it's also designed to cover up the secret space program and these breakaway groups, that are real, by the way. That are very, very real. I mean, there's so much evidence that there are monuments and monolithic structures on planet Mars. Like, how do you explain that? How do you explain the pyramids on Mars? Like, how do you explain the face on Mars,
If it's real, I mean, if it's real, I mean, if it's not CGI, if it's not photoshopped, then yeah, how do you explain it? I agree with you on that. So you do believe there is a cosmic battle in space happening. What to for Earth is the prize
Or
planet Earth?
the price is planet Earth. Yes, God's ultimate masterpiece. And there are many reasons why this planet is so significant and so special to the Most High. This is the planet that the Most High chose to one day establish his physical kingdom here on this planet, as prophesied in the Bible and other holy writings as well.
So why
They all
doesn't
talk
Satan
about
get on a rocket ship and just blast off of planet Earth and go somewhere else?
because he was quarantined. He was quarantined by the good guys, the angelics, whatever you want to call them, the good ETs, the Pleiadians, the Lyrans. He was quarantined in this planet, knowing that his defeat would come one day, which is happening now.
So is there a grid system? Could the firmament be what's holding him here?
No, it's not the firmament that was holding him here. It's the guardian races that are part, again, the Bible calls them angels. The angels of the Bible, the positive races of today, or the angelic ETs, are all one and the same, by the way. So they held him here in a sense where the Earth was quarantined and has been isolated from the rest of the galactic community for that very reason, to end the last war here on this planet. And that explains why the Bible talks about how the last war will be on planet Earth. And
So
that's
I'm
what's
guessing that
happening now.
other planets are much more evolved spiritually. Are we like the dumping ground of the universe? I mean, what's the hell's up
Yeah,
with this place?
we are, this is where most of the fallen angels were sent to in order to pin them down and eventually eliminated at the end of the cycle, which is now. And you are very right. Most of the civilizations that exist within our universe are very spiritually advanced, and that's why they don't intervene. They have laws and universal principles that they adhere to, and they all operate within the parameters of the Ten Commandments and the Office of the Christ. That's why it was important for Moses to receive the Ten Commandments, because that keeps the civilization in a state of living
But
in according to the laws of God.
so, but if they don't intervene, then why are there angels here? Why are there 144 angels of a higher angelic realm here on Earth? That would be intervening to me.
Well, that's the only way they could do it. They can't do it externally. They had to do it by incarnating in human form. So they're intervening by infiltrating our planet from within in order to eliminate the system of the beast, which is Babylon, by the
But
way.
it's going to happen anyway. The
It's
system
going
of
to happen
the system of the
anyways.
beast is going to it's going to be allowed to transpire, correct?
It's going to get to the point, where we're going to see one last battle taking place here on this planet. However you want to see that, there is going to be
I
a
think we're in it
harvest.
right now.
Yeah, we're in it right now, but there will be a harvest. Some people are going to go into this new earth, which is what the Bible calls the millennium. So the original earth is already here. It's just existing in a different dimension. So the righteous people on the planet are going to be translated into this heaven on earth reality, the original Garden of Eden. The wicked are going to be taken somewhere else. So there is going to be a
Where's the
split.
wicked going to go to? A lower dimensional vibration, lower dimensional earth?
They're going to be eliminated. They're going to be
Okay, so they're just
dispersed.
going to be, they're
Yeah,
not
so
going to an, they're not going to a lower density.
no. So there's two types of deaths. There's physical death and spiritual death. Physical death is when the body dies, right? The spirit's still alive. That's what we are, right? This is just like an avatar. Spiritual death is when dark entities are stubborn and will not change to the light. And after giving so many tries to change to the light, eventually their spirit and their essence becomes eliminated. That's what spiritual death is.
So
And that's
what's
what's going
hell?
to happen to the wicked.
So what's hell in your mind? And what's your definition of hell? Is that just a lower dimensional realm of just
It's the astral realm. This is where all the dark entities, the archons, reside. And that's also going to be eliminated as I speak.
So isn't that where
So
Satan resides?
that's where Satan has been residing. Yeah. In ancient times, they call it Tartarus, the lower realms. We call it hell. But there is a realm where demonic forces
But
exist.
Satan's allowed to interact with our dimension and the lower dimension or the high. You said he was in the sixth dimension. I'm trying to figure
Yeah,
this out.
but he was brought down from the sixth dimension by the forces of Michael into the fourth dimension. So the fourth dimension is the last battleground, or the last, you could say, realm in which evil is allowed to exist until their final defeat. Once we completely eliminate the fourth lower dimension, which is what we call the astral plane, we're going to actually cleanse that from all demonic and archon entities. And when that happens, my friend, all of the dimensions are going to be cleared again.
What about the third dimension? Which one we're on right now?
Well, the third dimension, the original third dimension, the best way to say it is that the current construct of our Earth reality was initiated by the, you could say, the Nephilim, the fallen angels that took over. The Anunnaki, whatever you want to call it, they're all one and the same. You know, when they took over the affairs of our planet, they actually created an overlay hiding the real third dimensional paradise, physical Earth, from the
Well,
rest of us. But
that's what I'm getting at here is that so if Satan resides, I've always heard he resides in hell, and he so what dimension is hell? The second dimension? I mean, where does hell reside? I mean, is it? I mean,
on a
is
fourth
it?
dimension.
Okay, so the fourth dimension. So Satan has it controls the third and fourth dimension, would you say, or does he
He
control the
has
third, fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension?
no, he only control. Well, he was given temporary control of the third dimension, and that's when his children, the Canaanites, through Nimrod of Babylon, took power. But they were only given temporary control of the planet, knowing that again, the 144,000 would incarnate, right? Not violating the cosmic laws of intervening externally. Otherwise, you know, we would have a huge intervention, right? We would see ships around the White House
Right.
landing, eliminating, you know, what's happening. But no, they have to do it through the inside. It's an inside job. And that's why a lot of people that identify as being a star seed are part of the 144,000.
So let me just switch gears for a second. And I'm sorry, folks, I'm asking a lot of questions here because I'm trying to absorb this as well. So when they pull this final card, which will be the alien card, is it going to be real? Or is it going to be manufactured?
Well, they were planning on pulling the, you know, this final card, but it's been canceled, my friend. It's not going to happen in our timeline. You know, we are literally on a positive ascending Earth trajectory, which is going to lead into the millennium very, very soon. And it's been known that 45, soon to be 47, will be the last president. After he restores the Republic, you know, brings us back to the gold standard. It's going to happen also globally. This, you know, this Gesera will follow Nisera. And as a result of that, the AI will rise. The AI is the second beast of Revelation. The first beast is the Cabal families, right? Once they are eliminated, we still have a second beast. When the AI rises, that's when that bifurcation, that's when that harvest is going to take place. So those
And
that
it's happening right now, man. You
it's
can't
happening
tell the
right
difference
now.
between reality and AI. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So those that are adhering to augmented reality, virtual reality, creating digital avatars of themselves, you know, messing with ChatGPT and all that stuff, this is a stepping stone to eventually getting what is known as a neural lace. And it's already in the making, where people are going to actually interface with the internet through an implant. And
Jeez,
unfortunately,
that's like Elon Musk, right? That's what he's trying to do.
yeah, unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what's your
So
thoughts
it's
on
leading into
Elon?
that. I'd say that again.
What's your thoughts on Elon Musk? Because I've seen, I like Elon Musk. He does a lot of positive things. He's afforded us a new free speech avenue with X, but I don't know. I can never get over his Baphomet costume profile picture. I just To me, it raises an enormous red flag. But what's your thoughts on Elon Musk? Where do you think he stands in all this? What do you think? What position is he playing?
He's playing both sides. Many believe that there's two, that, you know, obviously they do clone people like him. You know, a lot of politicians, a lot of big people in power or people that are known are actually cloned. A lot of the celebrities are cloned. So they do have doubles for everybody, by the way. So I believe that there is an Elon that is working with the white hats, right? That is supporting, you know, 45, soon to be 47. And then there's also an Elon that is aiding the AI technocratic dystopian timeline, which is
So
what
there's
we
two
talked
of them.
about.
You're going to
There
say
are
there's two of them.
There's two Elons, yeah. Just like there are two 45, soon to be 47. And some people are saying, what? How can there be two TRUMPS? My friends, you think that the original 45 was promoting the mark of the beast? No. No. That was the cabal's, you know, and that's all CGI. It wasn't the real. And one way to discern the difference is that the original 45 wears the red tie, the fake 45 wears the blue and the yellow tie. It's another reason.
Oh,
So,
interesting.
yeah.
Well, Ismael, this was a lot to take in. There's a lot to unpack here, folks. So, man, Ismael, thank you for joining me. People get his book. They're on Amazon, right?
Yeah. The Secret Government, Invisible Architects. Again, that book is laying out the true history of our world, going back to the battle between the Israelites, the people of Abraham, Jacob, and of course, the Edomites, Sodomites, whatever you want to call them, Canaanites, Nimrod's descendants. It's all in that book.
And our cosmic origin is also on Amazon, right?
Correct. Or my
Is there,
website, or cosmicorigin.com.
is it better to read one before the other? Like, should you read Cosmic Origin before you read The Secret Government, or does it matter?
I would suggest read The Secret Government first, because
Okay.
that's a prequel to our cosmic origin. Now, if you're open-minded to learning about, galactic history, I know a lot of your audience don't believe this stuff. They call it New Age stuff. Eventually all this stuff's going to be disclosed, guys. It's all going to be disclosed. So, I would bypass cognitive dissonance and get a copy of our cosmic origin. You know what I
All
mean?
right, cool.
Break that cognitive dissonance now before it happens on the mainstream.
Ismael, thank you so much for joining me. I love always having you on the corner, man. You really like you open my mind up to a lot more out there. So I appreciate that, and I like to always be challenged. You do that. Thank you, Ismael. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
All right, and the link will be down below, folks. So where can people find you?
Our cosmicorigin.com, that's my website.
Okay,
Or
but
on
do it your
YouTube.
social media.
The real Ishmael Perez. Make sure if you guys go on my YouTube channel, I'm always posting stuff, getting updates and stuff. I do once a week, I do a white hat update. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, The Real Ishmael Perez, I could actually just give you the link so people could just
Okay.
click on that. I constantly
But I mean,
get
if they
white.
go to the if they go to ourcosmicorigin.com, they can see it all from there, right?
Yeah, there, all my
All right,
links are
I'll
there.
throw it down there. All right,
All right,
thanks,
awesome.
Ismail.
You're welcome. We'll see you later.